In 1873, Golden, Colorado was the home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility. Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this week's show. And a big thanks to our sponsors who help keep this show free for you to listen to every single week.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation, the Grill Sergeant John Large, and welcome to episode 90 of Tailgate Radio, blasting the show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. We've got a great show for you this week. We're going to be doing an experiment. Yeah, we're opening up the studio to new and creative ideas. And what we're going to do this week, we've got a great guest. He is Peter Hanley, and Peter is the president and founder of Mad Hops. And I won't give too much away because I want you to listen, but we're going to actually be doing a live tasting on this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. So we're going to actually try the product as the show airs, and hopefully you'll get a great idea of what Mad Hops is. And so stick around, because we're going to do some crazy, well, it's not crazy, we're just going to do some experimental radio, some experimental podcasting this week on Tailgate Radio. I want to thank everybody for their feedback and their cards and emails especially. You know, we get a lot of feedback from the show, and we certainly appreciate everybody's time. And you know, to listen to the show is great, because that shows that you are engaged with the show and that you're interested in the topics and products and the services and the stories we have about cooking, grilling, sports, tailgating, all those things that we do. So to listen, to take time to listen to the show is one thing, but to actually go out of your way to take a few minutes out of your day to email us, send us a text, send us a tweet, that really means a lot to us, and we certainly do appreciate it here at Tailgate Radio. So thank you so much for your feedback. We're getting some great ideas for some upcoming guests that we're going to have. You know, the dog days of summer are here, and so for a lot of people, this is outdoor grilling time. We're going to be doing more grilling tips, some barbecue maintenance tips, some things like that for the summer, as we continue to bring great guests and great content here on the show. But I wanted to thank everybody again for your continued support. You can find our Twitter feed over at Tailgate Radio. And our website is tailgateradio.com. We've got a great website that will help you with your next big tailgating idea. And as I've mentioned a few times, and we've started a little early because we had such an overwhelming response, but the entire month of July is going to be called Tailgate Training Camp. And we're going to be bringing you some of the best products out there that we can find for you to gear up for the fall tailgating season. It doesn't mean you can't buy it, consume it, grab it, pick it up now for the summer. We're just saying, as you get ready, you know, the vast majority of our listeners they do their tailgating in the fall. Not all. We have some great fans that are tailgating right now, I'm sure. We've got Copa Americana going on right now, soccer. We've got baseball season in full swing. NASCAR is in full swing. NHRA is in full swing. So we've got people out there that are partaking in those events and those sports. Hell, Jimmy Buffett was just rolling through Texas a few weeks ago. I know the Parrotheads know how to tailgate. So we've got a lot of those people that are listening in, and we don't want to discount that at all. But the cycle of tailgating, for the most part in the U.S., is during the fall. And it's usually associated, not exclusively, but football season is typically the time of year where people get geared up. And so we want to make sure with our tailgate training camp program, series of programs in July, that you have the latest and greatest information. I mean, it started a few weeks ago. It's going to continue today with Peter Hanley, with Matt Hopps. But we want to make sure you have everything you need. So we're going to continue that throughout the month of July. So we're excited that you'll be participating in tailgate training camp. I've also gotten some emails and some texts about when are you going to do another unpleasant tweet show. For those of you, I think it's episode 84. We did a whole show where people sent in, or I read the comments that some people sent in. I mean, 95% of the comments we get are positive, but there are those asshats out there that like to write things to us that are maybe a little less than pleasant, but they'd be downright unpleasant. Of course, we stole the idea from Jimmy Kimmel with his mean tweet segment, so we decided we would lift that. We didn't want to just call it mean tweets because that's a blatant ripoff. So it's unpleasant tweets. And if you want us to read your unpleasant tweets, and we'll have another one of those episodes in the next few weeks, or maybe just a segment. I don't know if I can do 30 minutes of just reading. Although it is funny. It's very entertaining. You have to have thick skin when you broadcast something. When you do a podcast, you know, it goes out to a worldwide audience. So you don't know who's on the other end sometimes. And, you know, I know a lot of it's in good fun. There are some really, really nasty things that people send from time to time. But when it crosses the line between funny and unpleasant and just right disrespectful, you know, that's when it's not funny. It's not funny to read. Certainly not funny to broadcast out, but we've maybe only gotten one or two of those in the entirety of our show. You know, we've been doing this show for several years. We used to do it on a traditional radio platform when we moved over to the podcasting world a few years ago. You know, we're at episode 90, so if you do the math, we're coming up on, there's 52 weeks in a year. We're on episode 90, so we're coming up on 2 years that we've been doing this show. We certainly enjoy it, and we enjoy you listening in. And, you know, it's really a reflection of the quality of people that listen to the show. You guys do a great job of being engaged in the Tailgate Nation. And we certainly do appreciate that. When we come back, this is going to be either compelling radio. Well, it's going to be compelling either way, because our guest, Peter Hanley, is going to make it compelling. I just hope I can juggle all the things in studio that I need to do to make it happen. So we're going to find out when we come back, when we have Peter Hanley from Mad Hops. I'm just going to leave it at that, so you'll tune in after the break and check out what we're going to be doing. A live experiment, a live tasting in studio this week on Tailgate Radio. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first, there's a town in Colorado called Golden. founded in the gold rush, it was home to miners who spent 12 hours a day in the frozen ground digging for gold. But that land was rich in another resource, the Rocky Mountain water that runs cold and clear. One man knew the value of that water. That man was Mr. Coors. In 1873, he settled in Golden to brew the finest beer the town had ever tasted. The miners were grateful because when they sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as the Banquet Beer. Coors, the Banquet Beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much for joining us this week on episode number 90 of Tailgate Radio. And how are we going to celebrate 90 but with a beer? And there's no better way to do that than to add a little something to our beer this week. And who we're going to talk to is Peter Hanley. He's the president and founder of Mad Hops. And Peter, welcome. First of all, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Thanks a million. I'm super excited to be here, John.
Tell us a little bit about the history. Just give us a brief explanation of what Mad Hops Flavored Brew Drops is and does for anyone's regular, ordinary beer.
A Mad Hops Flavored Brew Drops is a bridge product that bridges the gap between the $75 billion regular beer industry and the $25 billion craft beer industry. It allows people on a beer budget, people who can't afford a $15 six-pack of craft beer, allows them to flavor up an everyday beer, transforming the color, the flavor, and the aroma, and delivers a craft beer experience at a fraction of the craft beer price. We have six different flavors, reminiscent of some of the most popular craft beer products out there, and many more to come. We're just launching the company this summer, we hope to have the product online and in retail stores in time for the tailgate season this fall.
Well, I'm excited to give this a try because when we first connected and I got to see what you were doing, I was intrigued. A little bit skeptical, but I have read some really positive things about what you're doing with Mad Hops, and so I am really excited. We're going to get into it a little bit later. We're actually going to do a live tasting here on the show this week. What gave you the inspiration to start Mad Hops? How do you go from a concept in your brain to actually being ready? And I have to say, your branding, your packaging, and everything is really spot on. It looks really great.
Yeah, so I am part of the craft beer explosion in upstate New York, specifically in the Finger Lakes region. About 3 years ago, I started growing hops to support the 200-plus craft brewers throughout New York State. And New York State passed some craft brewery acts that made craft beer brewing easier in New York State, as well as supported the industries that support craft beer, like hops growing and malt houses and yeast houses, things like that. So I started growing hops about 3 years ago, supplying them to craft brewers. And while I was working out in the hop yard, I just came up with the idea. I have young beer drinking age children who can't always afford craft beer, and my nieces and nephew the same in college. And I just got the idea that, you know, they like to flavor their water because they put Mio drops in there. They like flavored vodkas, and we're just seeing that consumers want more options, and that's where I came up with the idea. And believe me, it wasn't an overnight success. It took a couple years of product development that started on my kitchen stove and went into the beverage industry and finding the right suppliers and partners. It took an awfully long time to get the product to where it is today.
So let's talk a little bit about Mad Hops, the product. First of all, it comes in six great flavors. I, in front of me, have the wild blueberry, the cherry wheat, and the pale ale, but I also know there are three other flavors. Tell us about those.
That's right. There's an Irish porter, a Mexican lime, and an apple amber. And again, they're all reminiscent of some of the most popular craft beer flavors out there. So we tried to be true to the craft beer industry, and those were the flavors. We have four basically fruit flavors, which we think is going to be more interesting to female beer drinkers who maybe go to events where cheap beer is the only option and they're not really beer drinkers. And they can add mad hops to it and really get a sweeter, fruitier flavor. On the beer side, the Irish Porter, deep, dark, chocolatey, coffee, malty, terrific flavor. So yeah, you have the Cherry Wheat, which we pattern after some of the most people know Sam Adams Cherry Wheat, and we really hit that one on the head. I think you'll enjoy that. The Mexican Lime is really an upgrade from the Corona with Mexican Lime, because it, you know, we enhance the beer before we add the citrus, and it's really quite a great product. It'll be interesting to see as we go along which ones resonate the most with beer drinkers, which ones are the most popular. We all have our opinions, and but we don't know what's going to happen. When we go to tastings, we get across the board, you know, I like this one the best versus that one. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and I know right now you guys are working on a crowdfunding campaign through Indiegogo. That's right.
Yeah, we are launching a 60-day crowdfunding to help fund our first full production run. One of the things I found out as I got involved with the beverage industry and working with co-packers who basically do my bottling and packaging is they don't like to do small runs. So they really require thousands and thousands of bottles per flavor, per run, and it gets quite expensive. So we're trying to fund that as well as develop a couple really creative and 21st century go-to-market strategies that involve social media, event management, and even college town ambassadors who are going to go door-to-door basically and promote the product. So those are the two things that we're trying to fund with our crowdfunding campaign.
And you can also go to Indiegogo and type in Mad Hops, and I'm sure you'll go right to your campaign.
Yeah, that's right. And we're pre-selling variety 6-packs and variety 12-packs, and you can even get in for, if you know what flavors you want, you can get in for as little as, you know, 2 bottles of Mad Hops. The important thing to know is that each bottle of Mad Hops will flavor up to 18 12-ounce beers. So it really is a value proposition to people on a beer budget who would rather spend $15 on a 30-pack of everyday beer and then maybe a bottle or two of Mad Hops to flavor up versus, you know, some of these craft beers can cost $15 for a 4-pack. So there really is a value proposition here.
We're actually going to do a live tasting. You're going to walk me through the process. But I have 3 bottles of beer, regular beer, not light beer. And I read up, so I understand that the light beer is a little too watered down for this to work properly or maximize, I guess, the flavor.
Right. It works. It just doesn't work as well.
I'm going to pop open the first bottle and then walk me through the process with the wild blueberry first. What do I need to do?
Okay, well, I always recommend you put the squirt of Mad Hops in first, then add the beer. It's kind of like adding chocolate milk. When you do it, the beer will actually mix the Mad Hops as it pours. So just a squirt. We don't define what a squirt is because people will find what levels of flavoring they want.
Okay. I'm going to take a taste of the beer as it is right now, just so I can have a comparison.
Yep.
And we're going to put some photos and some links over on our website and on all of our listening platform links at iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app, Google Play, all the places that you can hear this program. We're going to actually put some links on the description so that you can link directly from the show over to the website and the crowdfunding campaign. But just so the audience gets a sense of size and things, I would say that the Mad Hops container is about the size, in relative terms, of a Tic Tac container. So if you, everyone in the world knows what Tic Tacs are, it's about the same size, maybe a little bit smaller. So I'm going to take a squirt of the wild blueberry, and I'm just going to determine what that is. I just put one quick squirt in there, and now I'm pouring the beer, and hopefully the I don't know if you can the mics are going to be able to pick that up, but it immediately changes the color of the beer. It looks very rich, has a dark, I would say it's not purple. What color would you call that?
No, I would call it purple.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple of craft brewers in New York that make a blueberry craft beer that we tried to mimic, and it's a light violet purple color that transforms the beer, the color, and then if you smell it, you're going to smell the flavor of blueberry.
It's got a great smell, absolutely. Now, do I need to stir this at all?
You don't. You really don't. If you add it after, sometimes it's kind of like chocolate milk. You know how when you add chocolate milk after and you get to the last sip and there's that little puddle of chocolate milk on the bottom?
But
if you stir it, if you add it after and then stir it, it will mix right in. It really does blend well.
All right, so I'm going to take my first sip of the wild blueberry. And knowing that I just took a sip of the regular beer, I'll have a relatively easy time determining any differences, subtle, more direct, and here we go. Wow, that really created a completely different beer. It really did. It didn't overpower the beer.
Yeah.
But it gave it enough of a different, I mean, just the color itself. But then when you combine that with whatever chemical reactions are going on inside the beer, it really gives it a great hint of blueberry. And it really does change the flavor.
Thank you, John. You know, I have a 23-year-old daughter that really doesn't like beer. And she keeps a bottle of Mad Hops Wild Blueberry in her purse at all times because, like I said, she will go to events where beer is the only option, and she'll put a few drops of blueberry in it, and she's good to go, and she loves it. So
yeah, I can see why. That really does change the entire flavor profile of the beer. And again, I'm using just a generic beer that it's been on the market forever, and it really did create, it enhanced the experience, no doubt about it. And it looks cool too. The dark coloring, I put it up against the light, and you're right, it's a violet purple color. And I can see how that, especially with the females, I enjoyed it, but I think that, as you said, a lot of females that aren't big beer drinkers would certainly want to keep that in their purse with them when they go out. Or hang out with friends. The next beer I'm going... one question I have.
Yeah.
Is there a best volume of beer to... beer to Mad Hop squirt? Is there a ratio that works best, or is that really something that's left to the end user?
Well, for all the mad scientists out there, we have 1.5 milliliters per 12 ounces. So it's really a... dramatic concentrated liquid that we use, but when the end user gets the bottle in their hand, they obviously don't have the ability to measure it. So we say, put a small squirt in, and test it out for flavor. If you want it to be a little stronger, add a little more. So we really put the power to the person. And one of the things I did want to say is on our Indiegogo campaign, the first line of our video is, if you like beer, you're going to love Mad Hops. And even if you don't like beer, you're going to love Mad Hops. And so the apple and the blueberry are two of the flavors that really move away from the traditional beer taste. And for those people who don't really enjoy beer, the apple amber turns into almost to a hard cider. and the blueberry is a real sweet, creamy experience.
It is. That was very, very good. Absolutely knocked it out of the park. All right, I'm going to grab my next beer, and I'm going to open it up. And I'm going to grab the cherry wheat. So I'm going to take your directions. I'm going to put one squirt in there, just a quick little squirt. And I'm going to pour the beer into my glass. Beautiful. I love this color. It's kind of a rose wine color.
Yep.
And not too bright, and it almost has a wine coloring to it. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna take a sip here. Oh wow, that's fantastic. I'm a big fan of sodas like Cheerwine and Cherry Coke, Cherry Dr. Pepper, and this has a really consistent flavor with that. Just, you can taste it. It's there on your tongue. You still get the full body of the beer, but that is amazing. I love that.
Thank you. You know, cherry wheat is the most popular fruit flavor in the craft beer industry, so it was something that we had to have. Now, these flavors aren't for everybody. That's why we couldn't come out with just one flavor. You know, you have to make chocolate and vanilla. So cherry wheat is a really super interesting flavor. And what we found at tastings is this is also a great flavor additive that go into craft beer. We have people that add it to an IPA or an American Pale Ale and enhance their craft beer. So it's got some interesting capabilities beyond just flavoring up an everyday beer.
Well, I can tell you that was surprising to me. I mean, the first one, you know, with blueberry is such a distinct flavor that I knew I was gonna experience that. But with the cherry wheat, it was just, I mean, that was spot on. I've had cherry wheat beer before, and that's as good as anything I've ever had. Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
All right. Our last beer in this tasting is with the pale ale. I'm a big IPA guy. So is this going to be something consistent with what I could expect with a traditional Indian pale ale?
This is an American pale ale, but I'll walk you through it because it's actually both, because an American pale ale is just a lower version of an IPA with, lower IBUs, which is a bitterness unit, and a little less hoppy. Again, it goes back to empowering the taster or the drinker. You put a little bit into an everyday beer, and you got yourself a pale ale. You dose it up good, and you'll turn it into an IPA.
Okay, I'm gonna go for it. Because I'm a big IPA guy, so I'm gonna give a squirt and a half. You think that would do it?
That'll get you off to a good start.
Okay. All right. Here we go. The coloring is spot on.
Yeah, it's got a great golden brownie coloring.
And for the taste here, oh my goodness, you're going to save me hundreds and hundreds of dollars over the course of the year by adding this to just a regular beer. That is amazing, and the smell, that really is remarkable. I mean, congratulations. That I did not. I really had a healthy, not a jaundiced eye skepticism, but I was like, well, is this really going to work? Is this something that I would want to purchase? And you have allayed all of those fears. This is something absolutely that everybody should have in their homes, at their bar, at a tailgate party, anywhere that you're consuming beer and want to change up your flavor profile. And this is just half of your flavors. I can only imagine what the Mexican lime and the apple amber, and I think you mentioned one other, the Irish porter.
Yeah, well, John, I'm going to be sending those to you, and we're super excited about the product launch, and we want to get it out there this summer so that people can have it in time for the fall tailgate season, and The pale ale was the most difficult flavor to create, but I think you'll see the really strong hop overtones and the citrus hints as well. And we are just so excited about that product. I actually think it's going to be our most popular flavor.
I can tell you as a fan of pale ales, you guys, I mean, that's amazing to me that you're able to do that with your flavor, with the Matt Hops packet. You're able to get that close. I mean, I'm going to do some experimenting here at the house with some pale ales that I have here, because I could swear that this is a brand that I have down in my refrigerator. Really, it's that good. I mean, it really is that good.
Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. When you experiment, you should also start experimenting with mixing the flavors, because mixing the pale ale with the cherry wheat or the blueberry really is another fun taste experiment to do. It really makes it fun to do those kind of things at house parties and tailgate parties as well. People, it's really a social event where people can, you know, gather around and talk about it and have just a ton of fun with it. It is truly a surprising product.
It really is. I'm here with Peter Hanley. He's the president and founder of Mad Hops. You can go to their website at gomadhops.com. They also have an Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign that they want to reach their goal in the next. When does that campaign conclude?
It runs through the middle of July. I don't know the exact date.
Peter, I want to thank you so much for allowing us to have this little experiment this week. And is there anything else you want to tell the Tailgate Nation out there before we part ways this week?
Mad Hops is launching a college ambassador program where we're going to be asking local people to visit tailgate parties across the United States with Mad Hops attire and Mad Hops products to go to door or car to car, I should say, in tailgate and give away free samples as well as coupon cards that will allow people to go onto our e-commerce site, order Mad Hops with their specific coupon code of the individual ambassador, and we'll cut them in for a piece of the action. But we're looking for hopsters is what we're going to call them, but they're actually our ambassadors who are going to go to places where beer is flowing and evangelize our product. So that's a key part of our strategy. We want to create a grassroots following, and we think that this is one way that will work.
Reach out to Peter if you want to get involved in the College Ambassador Program. And we always promote responsible drinking, so we want to make sure we always give that message. But this is certainly a product worthwhile and something that will certainly enhance your next beverage experience without any shadow of a doubt. Peter, I want to thank you for coming into Tailgate Radio this week. And again, you can find them at gomadhops.com. And their Indiegogo campaign, their crowdfunding campaign. Support this brand. This is one of the things that we do here is we want to make sure that young businesses, that startups that are working to make your consumer experience, whether it's tailgating, picnics, corporate events, parties, this is who we support. This is what we do. And this is certainly a product that should be at the top of your list moving forward. Peter, thank you again for coming in to Tailgate Radio. We certainly appreciate your time.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you so much, John.
It's on again. Cue on the weekend. And I can't wait. In 1873, Golden, Colorado was the home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility. All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.